Well, with the inability to get a haircut or, you know, properly shave, I figure I'll look like Billy Gibbons before it's all said and done. So thank you for the ZZ Top here in the No Panic Zone. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you along. My next guest is the Secretary of Labor, Eugene Scalia. Mr. Secretary, good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
So the U.S. Department of the Treasury, the IRS, the Department of Labor, and others putting together a whole package of programs and opportunities and options for businesses with less than 500 employees. Businesses like a couple of my own. I have a couple of small companies with less than 10 employees, and we're taking a couple of hits here. I'm not going to kid you. It's getting tougher out there. It's getting tougher studying. If you could, tell the folks about some of the plans that have been put in place to keep the businesses moving forward during this pandemic.
Yeah, Steve, look, it's obviously a very difficult time in so many different ways for people in Michigan throughout the country. Just last week, the president signed legislation giving paid leave to employees of small companies, but also dollar-to-dollar reimbursement to the companies that that provide that leave. This is leave for people who are sick themselves or who need the leave to care for a family member who has the coronavirus. So that's legislation the president signed last week. And then, as you know, there was agreement reached early this morning on a really major piece of legislation that has further help for workers, very substantial additional funding for unemployment insurance. But I think even more important, and along the lines you're describing, relief for business that incentivizes companies to keep their workers on payroll. It's about $500 billion that will be made available to business in the form of loans, and those loans will be forgivable so long as the company keeps the workers on payroll. And, you know, ideally,
for what period
we're
of
able
time?
To keep, Steve, ideally we're able to keep these businesses up and running, but if not, I think having compensation distributed through the employer rather than through the unemployment system is preferable if we can.
I agree with that, Mr. Secretary. Let me ask you this. A couple of questions come up from what you said. Under paid leave, how do you qualify? How do you document that you left work to take care of a loved one or you've been sick? I mean, what is required? A doctor's note. I mean, I'm not being funny there. I'm just trying to figure out what's involved there. And then I also have a question about people that lose their jobs altogether that have already, because I know of several that have been, you know, laid off or whatever already. And I don't think those companies are going to be calling them back because of this government program. What is their recourse?
Well, in terms of their recourse, there is unemployment insurance available now. People who are not able to work because of the virus should look into going ahead and filing for that unemployment insurance. We put out guidance to the states 2 weeks ago to make clear to them the flexibility that they had to make unemployment available to people who were unable to work, either because they were sick personally, they were caring for somebody who's sick, or, of course, because they've been furloughed or laid off. And
right,
that was flexibility the states had. We wanted to make clear. And so that option is available.
Okay, I've got to jump in because this is an important question.
The way that will work is that if workers who are sick, well, sure, they'll want to get a doctor's note,
sure,
or the like. We're putting up guidance on our website, dol.gov/coronavirus. We're putting up guidance on how people can certify that need for leave.
Secretary of Labor Eugene Scalia here with us on the program, sorting out some of the options being put forth for workers and for companies that are trying to remain viable during this coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic. Okay, so here's the question that comes to mind for me. I only ever applied for unemployment once in my life. It was 30, 40 years, a long time ago. So I'm not familiar with it particularly. But what about people that lose a job, but they've had two jobs this whole time? So it's a terrific economic impact, but they still work, and therefore they may not qualify for unemployment. They could have a 50% pay reduction, but they won't have the recourse of unemployment the way the system always worked previously. Any idea how that would work in this situation?
Well, you know, one question that comes up often is, what about people who are, independent contractors, self-employed,
right?
People who work for the gig economy. Now, some of those folks are doing really important work, getting food to people at their homes, or helping get emergency responders or healthcare workers to their job site. So there is important work to be done there. But the legislation that is coming through Congress now will provide unemployment assistance for gig economy workers or the self-employed, people who don't have an employer, necessarily, but have been working for themselves. There will be relief there. And then to your other question.
But how much again?
There can also be unemployment insurance available for somebody who's still got some work, but not much and not what they need. That varies a little by state, but it can be available then, too.
Right.
Let me just add, though, the most important thing from my perspective is keeping U.S. businesses in a position where they are ready to get up and running again once we beat the virus.
I absolutely agree. 100% agree with that. Strangle the virus, not America. I mean, that's really what we've got to do here. We've got to beat the virus but not leave America so compromised and damaged economically we can't fight back, which I think is why the president is optimistic, aiming for Easter. He got a lot of negative pushback on that, but I think that he has to do that. We have to look forward. How do you pivot out of this, and where do we go from here? I'll give you the last word, Mr. Secretary.
Look, we need to be very careful right now about the measures the president has cautioned everybody to take. We got to beat the virus, and that's going to take some discipline in the days and weeks ahead. But absolutely, we need to be able to spring back. We were in such a strong position economically just weeks ago. So let's beat this virus quickly and position ourselves to get back to work once that's done.
Secretary of Labor Eugene Scalia. Always a pleasure. Good talking to you again, sir. Thank you for being in the no panic zone.
Good to talk to you again, Steve. Take care.
Thank you very much. A quick break here. You know, there are some questions there, and I realize he can't answer them all. He doesn't know all the answers yet because it's in motion here and hard to figure out. Self-employed or have two jobs, what's the limit? If you were self-employed making, $300,000-$400,000 a year and it went away because whatever you're doing wasn't there anymore, are they going to continue to compensate you at that level? I doubt it. It's the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll keep you up to speed.